Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Oh, what time is it? 7:40. Let's get right to the news.
Radio Alice Report. Yeah. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Follow the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page to catch any funny or helpful links that are mentioned on the show.
It's a great resource.
I believe you can find that on Facebook.
Yep, that's where our Facebook page is. It's true.
That sounds about right.
Yep.
I like to be helpful. Here's what's happening. So we'll begin with the presidential election, which is coming up. And Joe Biden finds himself saying, I didn't do that.
The coronavirus? He's not
charged with this. No, the girl Tara Reid.
Oh, that girl, yeah.
Who's accusing him of sexual assault. These allegations have
hashtag surfaced, canceled.
And they're causing him trouble. So he finally had to speak out about it. Go on.
Let's every time we talk about that, let's also roll tape on President Trump grabbing him by the pee. You know, I feel like, well, that's clearly not a determining factor. I don't know what to say about it. Like, maybe if we had a woman as a nominee or currently a woman president, I don't know. We could do less of that pee grabbing. It's weird.
This woman is a former Senate aide and worked in Biden's office and claims that he assaulted her in 93 while she was there.
Assaulted?
Yes. Well, it's more than just having made comments at her. In fact, it was a physical assault. And she says what it is, but I'm not going to. But anyway, this is going to be something that hangs over his head while he runs for the most important job in our nation. They're looking now for the complaint because she says, I filed a complaint and no one can find it. So
that's interesting.
They're looking through the archives to identify any record of the complaint she says she filed.
These politicians, just in general, a terrible bunch. Top to bottom, the government seems super broken.
Well,
power hungry. It's just like, is there anyone out there to like? There isn't. I don't like any of them.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to say about
I wind up voting party lines just because I just don't. They all suck. It's awful.
I know everybody does all kinds of things that I can't understand. So why would this woman bring allegations like this up against someone if it didn't happen? I can't imagine why.
Well, and right. I know. I tend to believe. Look, I've seen him touching people. I've been yelling since Biden first threw his hat back in. Please don't, Joe. We're going to have. Forget this lady. There's just video of you fondling people everywhere. He's a touchy feely gross old grandpa.
Well, her accusation in this case is far more
graphic than that. It's not just posing
than a shoulder rub or an arm hug or whatever. It's not okay if it's what happened.
No,
but anyway,
listen, none of it's okay.
He's going to be out there defending this in the coming weeks as we try to decide who we're going to vote into office in November.
So you got the one awful dude or the other awful dude. Wow, this is it's a great day for women.
Yep.
Yeah, this is what it's come to. You know, I don't even care who wins. That's not true. I totally care. But I just feel like, You know what we need to be focused on right now? People who are shriveling up in their homes and don't have money to pay their rent or buy food and don't have jobs. Like, I just...
Well, it's hard right now because we do have an election coming. And while coronavirus has taken the election off the news cycle...
No doubt.
Like, underneath all of this coronavirus stuff is one of the candidates is defending himself against a very serious allegation.
Yeah,
so,
well...
We'll see where that goes, but that's
isn't it nice that it took
happening.
That to get the election back in the news cycle?
Yeah.
Americans, we're so weird.
State surveyors traveled into the Sierra Nevada mountain range yesterday to conduct the final snow survey of the season to assess the state of the snowpack before it melts into the state's rivers and resis. This Phillips Station location is where they've been doing it forever. It's apparently the one spot they keep going back to make these measures so that they're consistent. And they say that they found the snow was 3% of its average for the date. Obviously, last year...
3%?
3%.
Of
last year, we had 188% of average because we had a super rainy, super snowy year. So they're saying that our reservoirs are actually full and looking good. That doesn't mean, though, that we're home free. What they mention in the article here, which I got out of the Chronicle, is we are good for this year. We're good. Yeah. But if we have another dry year next winter, we start to head back into real drought issues.
Right.
So last year we had the fifth highest snowpack in California history, which has helped the resis a lot. It's really, I mean, that last year was a lot.
From one extreme to the other, though.
Yep.
I feel like we got a lot of rain and snow this year.
No,
like,
we had
3%.
I'm
you know, we got it late,
didn't
we? And it was probably too warm to stick.
In February, they say it was one of the driest months in recorded history.
Oh, great.
So December saw above average rain. Then January saw a few storms. February was the driest in one of the driest in recorded history. And March, we had some rain. So that's where we're at. It's okay. Just, you know. Just the final report made the news today, so I thought I'd mention that to you guys. Here's a weird question. As our entire society has been grounded, do we make some changes going forward? So one of the questions people are asking is, how about shortening the work week to 4 days permanently?
Okay. Yep. I'm down.
It would be interesting to see if that's something that I feel like you'd have to be... I don't think this can come out of an emergency situation. There's too many people involved just trying to get the ball rolling again.
That just seems like those people that only want me and the rest of the people that only want a 4-day work week. Like, look, guys, it's time for extreme measures. 3-day work week. Okay, we'll settle for 4-day.
And like, while I'm on that.
What's that got to do with anything?
I don't know if I know I mentioned it yesterday. I don't know if I actually got to the story where people are saying... Let's see, it was 1,000 people who'd never worked from home before the virus hit, and the majority of that 1,000 want to keep this work from home thing. They love it. Sarah's arm shoots up.
Yeah, I love it. It's great. I just get a whole extra hour in the day and my own coffee and no bra.
Well, those are benefits.
Agreed, sir. But for a lot of people, it's not as fun as, you know, I'm having fun. A lot of people aren't.
Right.
I like to temper that.
76% of people working from home right now are using Zoom or other video conferencing apps on a daily basis, but they're good with it.
Turns out Zoom's amazing. I didn't realize it until yesterday when we actually were on that big Zoom call. I'm like, that's pretty cool.
One of the things you can do, and I don't know if it's on, you said on Zoom that they have backgrounds you can put on.
Yeah.
So that's pretty popular among the people who are doing these meetings all the time. So Christina works for Salesforce, and we're all very familiar with that company in San Francisco because they own 2 or 3 of the biggest buildings in town.
They've got that big middle finger building that we
A couple of the buildings next to that one as well.
Oh, is this for sale? Great. We'll snatch that up too.
Right. Anyway, one of the things that she showed me is she goes, look, here's Mark, it's a screenshot of Benioff talking in a conference call, and it looks like he's in a Salesforce-decorated office space, But really, he's in his I guess it's his mansion in Hawaii, and he just puts a background on.
So, like, here I am at work.
Yep.
Now I'm in the kitchen. Here I am on a tree farm. So, and this is my flock of sheep.
I don't know if it's custom for him or what, but he's got his own background that looks like his own office, and it's pretty.
That's so funny.
It's one way to.
Well, it looks like you can put really any photo you want up there.
Oh, so that must be what he's done then.
Yeah, because the thing I was looking at yesterday, the guy was putting up slides of various auction items, because I'm doing this thing this weekend. You can't see it. Don't
ask. Yeah, we can.
I don't think people can see it. I think you have to be one of the parents at the school to be.
We can't Facebook Live that?
Yeah, if you tape it for us.
I'll tape it.
All right.
I don't know if I can videotape it. I just don't know how all this crap works. So,
like me, a lot of people miss our IT department. That's one issue that many people working from home are up against. Yeah. They don't all know how to handle all their equipment, and I've cobbled together an at-home studio that mostly works.
Mostly. Well, for all of us, I mean, we've all had, and that's the thing. Like, you think I throw my hand up in the air for a 4-day week? You should see me raise my hand for the IT department when something goes down over here. John, get IT in here. Luckily, we have Bryn. Bryn is pretty good at like remote troubleshooting. You notice
pretty
that?
Pretty good. Bryn's an expert.
It's incredible.
No, Bryn is really. I don't think that we'd be pulling this off without Bryn. Really don't.
That's sweet. You'd have Brian, I'm sure.
He's great, too. And Tim.
So a story makes the news today about a professor that's been fired. This is another one of this is fallout from the comp not quite being sure how to use the equipment that you're being forced to use right now.
What happened?
This professor at the University of Miami was fired after he forgot to hide a bookmark to a porn site during an online class.
Fired for that? What, he's the only guy that looks at porn?
Well, that's why I do the story, because it's actually very interesting that this guy who's working from home and probably didn't even realize that he had that showing when he's doing his online class, it was linked to a busty college girls videos, apparently.
Oh, that's not good.
So that is one of the issues for sure, is that women were commenting like, hey, this guy
is
I don't want to be on
professor.
Video with this guy. He's a professor and he's into.
Yeah, that's slightly worse, I guess, you know. I mean,
they say the lewd gaffe was discovered by administrators after students shared videos and images on social media of the Zoom screen share during the class with the business analytics instructor, whose browser was showing clearly the title of pornographic content that he's into, which is busty college girls. Someone screenshotted it. Others have video of it. They put it out there. I guess they thought it was funny. Like, look at our old professor who's, you know, doesn't even know that he just showed us which porn he's into. Unfortunately, what they've done is gotten this guy fired. And some of them are glad because they say, I don't want to be on a conference like, call with this guy.
Busty college girl.
But others are like, oh, my God, we just ruined this guy's career.
Yeah. Canceled.
So the teacher, for his own purposes, was like, I didn't see it. I don't know what you're talking about. And then he turned around and went, I'm very sorry. But it was too late. It'd gone everywhere.
It doesn't seem fair. People are into what they're into. And, you know, it's not like he was abducting busty college girls. He was watching porn that's widely available. Like, porn is not against the law for a reason. Dudes need it. People need it. I'm not even going to do it. It's not relegated just to dudes.
Students are now dealing with the outcome. My first thought was, this is so funny. Look at the old guys into busty college. Then he realized that this guy's career may be in jeopardy. And I felt guilty afterward for sharing it even with my close friends.
Yeah.
This is someone's livelihood, says another student. I told my friends, this guy could lose his job. And it did, in fact, get him fired. So he's, I don't know what his union is going to do to try and get him paid, but he was fired.
I think that's awful.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
People like porn, you know? It's not.
I mean, we're wired to like sex.
God forbid, with a bunch of effing Quakers around here.
People were truly locked in on that guy's screen when he was teaching his class. Good for them.
Well, sure. Maybe he was a very interesting teacher. And then they went, hey, what's that about busty college girls?
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We'd love to hear from you guys. Let us know what's going on out there. 707 says, you can customize the green screen background. So
it's great.
And
I think it's really neat.
I'm going to guess Benioff knows how to work a computer.
Yeah, that's a solid stab in the dark there, Vin.
Probably. You know? Made his fortune in it, so.
Uh-huh.
Good for him. Sarah, totally feel you on the WFH situation?
Work from home.
Oh, okay. Getting that extra 2 hours of not commuting is awesome. Also, no bra is an added bonus.
Yeah, it's huge. You don't even know. It's just so nice.
I don't know, because I could tell you that I go without underwear and it wouldn't be the same thing. And I don't go without underwear because I want underwear.
Yeah, I want underwear, too. I'm still wearing underwear. I'm just not wearing that harness around my boobs.
Salesforce invested $100 million in Zoom last year.
That's oh, my God. Good for them.
I don't know if that's true, but that's what someone wrote in.
That, I mean, look, if you had bought into Zoom, I never even heard of Zoom before this whole thing happened. And now it's, you know, I'm like, John, we should put some money in Zoom. That's pretty awesome. I was very impressed with it yesterday. I had no idea. I thought it was janky. And it turns out it's awesome for work from home situations.
Right. 707 says, hey, Sarah, are you keeping up with your Friday dates with John? Just asking, because ever since the lockdown, I haven't been motivated at all.
Yeah, I'm keeping up. Although, there's just no rush for anything anymore. Like,
why
it's
would
a
the lockdown, like, change
your libido?
Because
there's the guy constantly, like, just hanging around. He's always right around me. And every time I bend down and pull a weed out, and there he is, I'm like, you gotta, come on. This isn't a presentation. I'm pulling a weed here.
Well, stop showing the crack of your butt when you bend over, and then that wouldn't happen to you.
I know.
Biden's been in office for 40 years. Why is she bringing up this up now, 27 years later?
Because it's relevant now. It's called the hashtag Me Too movement, and she supposedly fought. Listen, here's my look. He should not have touched that girl or assaulted anyone. I have a real problem with her saying I filed a report at the time and no one being able to find it. That's freaking fishy. I'm sorry. You know, what happened there? That's what I want to know.
They say, by the way, she's changed her story many times. Please don't slur Biden.
Not slurring anybody. What I'm doing here is saying there's no good options, people. And frankly, whether he was hugging people in photos or not, like all these people, these career politicians, term limits and that freaking electoral college, get that out too. I'm going to Washington and I'm going to revamp that whole system. And lobbyists, no contact. Come on.
510
says, an article from last year. It says Salesforce invested $100 million in Zoom. This is an article from last year.
All right, so they did. Thank you very much, Hooman. Good for them.
No, he said he wasn't sure. It was a texter, so I just wanted to verify.
Oh.
Backing up our information, Sarah. Woo! That's the research department. Thank you, Bryn. Hey, how about Ozark Season 3? Whoa.
I know.
Yeah, you're way late, but I agree. It was an excellent season.
Are you guys all done with it? Where's Nicole at in Ozark?
I'm still on Season 1.
So you don't like it?
No,
much.
I do. I get busy throughout the day because I'm doing other things.
Like what, TikTok?
Yeah. No, but I go shopping a lot for my family. And then actually I've been reading a lot because sometimes having too much screens, I notice I'm having a big headache by the end of the day.
Oh, sure.
So I'm trying not to limit my screen time.
What are you reading?
Good.
I finished the You series. Those two books.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
Right.
Crazy Rich Asians.
Hidden Bodies. Oh, how is that? How's the book?
I highly recommend it.
Okay, great.
And then I started Little Fires. That's that.
Everywhere or whatever?
Yeah, Little Fires Everywhere. I just started that. So.
All right. Yeah. I like a reader.
Yeah.
One last text. We were sitting on our porch last night and I remembered to turn on Vinny's side piece and it was great. We loved it.
Yay.
That's on Alt 105.3, our sister station, on Thursday nights at 7. It's classic alternative and heavy alternative and your requests. So
are you going to post the playlist today?
I will post the playlist, okay. And it's on Alt 105.3's website as well, so you can check that out there. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Brand new music after this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.